Simon & Schuster Audio presents A History of Fear, a novel by Luke Dumas, read by Graham Halstead and Tony Fruitin, with Shiromi Arsario, Jennifer Aquino, Gary Furlong, and Gary Tiedemann.
Editor's Foreword. The devil is in Scotland. Who among us did not experience a prickle of fear the first time they read those now infamous words? When Grace and Matthew Hale stepped foot on Scottish soil, few could have predicted that this ordinary young man, without a speck on his moral or criminal records, would soon be known throughout the country by a more sinister name, a name synonymous with cold-blooded murder and the dark side of American zealotry, the Devil's Advocate. If you are reading this, you're likely already familiar with Hale and his precipitous rise to fame. You'll know that he made headlines in 2017 when, as a postgraduate student at the University of Edinburgh, he confessed to the slaughter of fellow student Liam Stewart and claimed the devil himself as his master and accomplice. You'll know too that news of Hale's confession exploded across the nation with headlines such as "Killer Confesses," "Says Devil Made Him Do It," and "American Killer Claims Satan in Scotland," propelling its subjects to instant notoriety. One might think that, as the journalist who broke the story of Hale's confession, I would be numb to the terror of those words by now. But their effect on me has scarcely dulled since they first appeared in my inbox. I still remember that night. It was the 2nd of March 2017, and I was burning the midnight oil at the offices of the Scotsman, where I freelanced as a news reporter focusing on petty crime in the capital. A major deadline loomed, and my flat was playing youth hostel to my boyfriend's rather exuberant kid sister and her friend. Seeking a bit of silence in which to work, I'd set up camp at the desk of a stranger, liberally decorated with Disney figurines and photos of the owner's crusty-eyed Bichon Frise. Fueled by adrenaline and lashings of instant coffee, I had just crossed over into the wee small hours when came the unmistakable sound of a new email hitting my inbox. I was used to getting messages at all hours, but this one made me pause. The address was anonymous, the subject brief and unsettling. The devil's back. Suspecting it was spam, I almost deleted the message unopened, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?